Progress.
Let me build a bridge over that old creek. You can't. That's a beaver.
Okay, I've got 9:02 a.m. We'll go ahead and call this regular meeting of the Corio County Commissioners Court to order at this time, noting that all members of the court are present. For those of you that are here in person, if you've got an electronic device, we would ask that you place it on silence at this time. And for those of you that are participating by Zoom, we would ask that you place your device on mute until such time that you would need to address the court. We'll begin this morning with a word of prayer. God, our Father in heaven, we come before you humbly asking for the forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, we are so grateful for the ability to assemble here peacefully today. Lord, oftentimes we don't understand your wisdom and your insight and your direction. But we ask that you grant us peace and comfort, especially for those that are hurting at this time. Lord, we ask, as always, that you would place your hand of wisdom and guidance on this court so that we may do here on earth what honors you in heaven and protects those here in Corio County. We ask all these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
And the pledge to our flags, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Next item on our agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone that would like to address the court participating by Zoom? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number five, which is the consent agenda, noting that there are four items there. The commissioners can consider to approve the consent agenda as presented, or you may choose to select any one or all of those items to be considered individually.
Approve consent agenda A, B, C, and D.
We got a motion to approve the consent agenda from Commissioner Basham, a second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussions on item number five? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number six is the road and bridge report. Mr. Latham, how are you this morning? Well, I was going to say you might have a work order or two coming out of this past weekend, but.
Month of June, Judge, we in the June, we had 79 open service requests and we completed 42. Bladed and added base 8 roads and bladed 37 roads, repaired 3 low water crossings, burned right at one location, chip sealed a handful of roads there and resealed and sealed new over base. We did county road, we did Bart Lane, County Road 360, Iron Bridge Park Road, the roads for South Mountain and interlocal agreement, County Road 178 West, County Road 194, Table Rock North. We started paving over base on County Road 272 and 274. I like about 8/10 on that. Between the holiday and the weather, kind of slowed us down. We did a little section on County Road 266. Cleaned out 4 CMPs, cleaned ditches at 3 locations, removed 18 fallen trees from the road. Cleared debris from 12 low water crossings, pushed one fence row, the road 238. That's a little bit of edge spraying four locations, mowed grass 56 roads, patched 22 roads, installed one county road name sign through reflectors and one appeal blocking view sign, put up barricades on 24 roads, repaired 22 washed out roads, repaired one CMP, swept 22 roads, hauled brush off two locations and trimmed trees at eight locations. Also, kind of after the rain last few days, Steve's crossing 4 year creek on 274, but it suffered some pretty good damage again this time, so I don't know. They're waiting on it to go down. They're trying to mess with it today, see if we can open it back up or what we need to do to that. Talking to the superintendent in that area, he thought some concrete was washed away off of it, something around the side of it, cut it off. That's one that we have in a grant that I believe is 27 time frame, or 28, right ground on that. So I'll get some more information about it. We can talk about it and see how we want to handle it. But a lot of traffic uses that road in the joint. What we do in the interim, as best we can or what, we'll make a decision on that in a few days. So.
Just holler at me if you need to do what we did last time, and we made it just have to shut it down. I mean, there's routes around it.
Yeah.
They stink. Just like 1829, it stinks, but it looks, 10 times worse than the last time.
Yeah, and like it salted down the floor of the creek on the east side of
yep.
the pictures on Sandy New Beach.
Yep.
That's all I have, Joe.
Thank you. I've
got a motion from Commissioner Matthews to accept the road and bridge report. Second from Commissioner Basham. Any further discussion concerning item number six? Mr. Latham, I appreciate that. Take your notes on County Road 274. I'll reach out to we've had some very good communications from Senator Cornyn as well as Senator Cruz's office over the past 5-6 days, given the situation that we're in. We will reach out to them to see if we can't expedite some of the funding for that particular project, because that does coincide with another TxDOT project that we had previously sponsored.
The addition of that one, the people came from last year, it took the old concrete cap, some of the aprons off, and just exposed some old participation in low crossings. We basically just trying to keep open for public and. So it's in has FEMA damage, but you know, which we being toward another grant will recoup, you know, but move on the bridge grant.
Well, and
sitting there in limbo with us.
And that's what I'm saying. I'll do what I can to try to expedite some of the funding to advance that project rather than just a normal funding cycle through mitigation, because I think we're well within our purview to be able to file a claim against that, just even during this weather event. But nonetheless, what it really amounts to is the safe, efficient, and reliable, movement of our citizens throughout Coryell County. And that is, I think, a linchpin at this point. So, noting that we've got a motion and a second on item number six, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number seven is an update and actions on grants to include, but not limited to, start off with SS4A. We did not submit anything under SS4A, but I believe we're still in the process of trying to recoup some funds for that. Is that correct, Mr. Belt, or are we just not even going to try to Are we not working on any of the recoupment of that any further?
Talking about the initial planning funds?
Yes.
So I think that we've gotten all we're going to get on that. The last conversation we had about trying to get any additional was when no, you talked to, I thought you his name wrong, Mr. Nelson, maybe?
That is correct.
Chicago. Trying to figure out if there was some way to get our numbers up, but we submitted everything we had.
Okay.
Unless they can figure out some way to help us keep some additional funds, I don't think we're going to get anything else.
All right, thank you for that. Hazard mitigation plan. We're still working through that. That's been submitted and approved. Quite possibly that in the next FY, we need to take a look at updating and revising that based off of some of the weather events and some of the things that we're seeing that are happening throughout Coryell County, as well as the Central Texas area. Anything else to cover under the HMP? Hearing none, we'll move on to the RCP. given that we have got some additional requirements based off of the adoption that of the interlocal agreement with the city of Copper's Cove. Now understanding that we have commitments to have agreements with Bell County as well as Lampasas County for development. It's also incumbent upon us to then look at Mills County, Hamilton County, Bosque County, and McLennan County, which we share borders with, so that we can develop those interlocal agreements as well as part of our subdivision regulations update. There was an outreach from the Road and the Bridge Department. We have one particular subdivision that crosses between Coryell County and Lampasas County that is wholly within the ETJ area. I have got a meeting scheduled with the city manager from Copper's Cove on Thursday, as well as I've reached out to the county judge from Lampasas County so that we can establish that interlocal agreement as to how we will move forward with the approval process for developments in those areas that are outside of Copper's Cove that reside in the ETJ that are multi-county jurisdictional. So questions or comments under RCP? Hearing none, we'll move on to the CDBG MIT. Don't want to sound like a broken record, but other than the initial award announcement, I have not seen anything come back through the GLO regarding those projects. That is the County Road 274 project, as well as a project over on Bald Knob Road. And Should they move forward and we get that funding, would resolve, I believe, some immediate issues that the county faces. Questions, comments under CBG MIT?
Judge, I'm pretty sure that was that contract that you signed on DocuSign last week that come from Veronica at GLO. $3 million contract 24-065172-F138.
That's absolutely the one that I signed. Yes.
I think that's on the CBDG MIT. That's the $3 million contract.
That is.
I haven't seen a fully executed copy of it back yet, but I've requested one. They sent a DocuSign Centennial said you've completed the documents, but it won't let me. The link has expired. So hopefully that contract has got some times in it that they're going to perform.
I did not see times in that as far as timeline of execution. Not saying that I read every one of the some 90-something pages of the four documents that I did sign, but I do believe we're a step closer, but I do not believe at this point, even with those documents signed, that a project manager has been identified and assigned to this on behalf of Coryell County. But I do believe that Langford, who we have contracted with for the grant support for this, is tracking this and they're aggressively following it. That is my belief at this point. Anything else under CDBG MIT? All right, moving on to DR 4781. Mr. Latham, I apologize that I did not make the meeting last Tuesday that we had rescheduled to support that. The latest information that I have is that we're still Category A, which is the vegetation burning has been complete. Category B is still waiting on certification, and we are heavily into Category C, which is the completion of those projects, as well as identifying projects for mitigation. I believe Langford has requested a meeting from us to be able to discuss the mitigation portions of that under 404, which we still need to schedule. And dare I say that the past few days have impacted some of those repairs that we have completed. And I'm not sure how to address that, but we will reach out to our FEMA partners to make that a point that even though we have completed those repairs, they have not been approved through FEMA, yet they have been damaged again. And again, we would, very good one to point out is County Road 274. How much money is the county expected to continue to invest into that particular crossing, given that that has already been identified and assessed as FEMA as a damaged project? You don't have the answer to that. Anything else to cover under 4781?
Okay, but
let them know that you got all that paperwork last week on the 404 project and the Interloader 162 low water crossings appear to have been approved by them and are being submitted to FEMA.
Now, those mitigations are tied to 4781. I mean, that's, is my understanding, that's how we qualify for those. Good word. Thank you. Couldn't think of that seven-letter word.
I don't know if you talked to them for the last week or not. I don't know if y'all had a bunch of email traffic back and forth, but Tatum confirmed that that Pen Road 162 low water crossing project was two low water crossings has been approved by Tatum and is being sent to FEMA. That's all those documents that you've signed last week.
And that's the same thing that I'm tracking from Tatum, from Mr. Weeks.
And then it looks like probably, I guess, the way he said it, but I assume the low water crossing project that was returned to not being approved, but Tatum was sent to FEMA, so that's pretty grim on it.
There are some issues there, yes, sir.
Well, but I'm playing on it, so.
But they're moving forward with it, but there's, I think there are some questions to be answered before they're going to approve that to be sent. It is my understanding.
Yeah, questions. They don't send it to the Golden Bridge, which you mentioned. Or to our engineers that we've hired on to this project. So they haven't heard nothing that I know of. I haven't seen any email traffic or anything on it. If you're having any issues that they have with that project, I have no idea.
It's my understanding it goes back to the benefit cost analysis.
Yeah, because there's never been no expense on it.
I'll confirm that, but I believe that that is a BCA issue. That we're facing with that. Anything else to cover under 4781? Okay. Moving to the Leon Cowhouse flood project. I told myself I would not get on a soapbox. So I'll try to be concise with my comments. I think there was a very good meeting. We could go last Friday, I appreciate the American Conservation Foundation coordinating that. I think it was a good presentation of where they were. Overall, with the grant application and the studies and the modeling that are going into it. I don't want to speak outside of my lane, but what was experienced in South Central Texas over the past weekend is one of the things that I believe this grant is designed to model and contribute to as far as warning and notification. I say that very humbly, but I believe that that is one of the intents of this project overall, just not from a, not just a benefit to Coryell County and the Coryell and the Leon River watershed, but how do they take that model and then, you know, extrapolate that and apply it to other areas within the state. I very humbly extend my condolences to those families and those counties that are affected. Can't even believe and imagine, you know, even when we look back at our tragedies of a year ago, May of 2024, they pale in comparison to what those families are experiencing and have experienced over this past weekend. So we will continue to follow, track, and aggressively support the ACF, as well as Blackland Research Institute and NRS, as they continue to develop those models, those plans, that analysis of the Leon River, as well as the Cowhouse watersheds. Any questions or comments concerning the LCFP? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 8. Are there any other grants or actions that the court wishes to take concerning grants?
Judge, I've sent this thing in the end, a copy of the fully executed contract on the CBDG MIT. She also asked if we heard anything from the GLO about a kickoff, and she said that should be the next action.
I have not.
I responded back, but I had not. Or I knew you hadn't either.
As of last Friday, I had not seen anything from the GLO concerning a kickoff meeting.
She said she was going to send them a message and see if she could figure out who the point of contact was going to be with the GLO at this point, live moving forward, and see what their plan was about this off meeting. So I told her to get on it.
Yeah. Who was that? Was that from
Jill?
Jill. Okay.
Yes, it's with my group.
No.
Contract completion date is supposed to be by January 31st of 2028. So I guess that's the kind of part we're working on. Like Mr. Latham says, 27, 28, 27. Who knows?
Done by January 31st, 2028. Okay, thank you for that. And I'll go back and look again. Did not see anything as of Friday.
Probably be coming from that. Well, it might be coming from individuals at GLO, or it might be coming from that CDR mitigation at GLO email address. I don't know. That's who she'll send an email to asking about the kickoff date for the contact. Was that CDR mitigation?
CDR mitigation at GLO email address. So.
Okay. All right, then, anything else to cover under item number 7? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 8, which is to consider an interlocal agreement with Mills County to house Coryell County inmates. I believe a new proposed agreement was submitted to you in your packets. I know that the sheriff has reached out to this court previously, expressing a need for securing additional housing. So I would open this up to the sheriff and the jail for initial discussions.
So I think that we're going to be seeing more of these contracts coming forward to the court. This is based on the fact that Johnson County Jail is full, and every other jail that's local is full for the most part. Mills County has agreed that they may only hold one, two, or three inmates at a time, but they're willing to do that. And as when the sheriff put out the email a couple weekends ago, one person meant a lot. They were one person from getting out of the fines. So they were very nice at Mills County to enter into a gentleman's agreement at that point to, we'll hold them for a couple of days and go and get something done. We'll send you an MOU. I looked over this MOU. This MOU is pretty standard. And through the other contracts that we have, meets pretty much the same requirements. $75 a day to house an inmate for bed with no guaranteed beds. So this is just another resource that we have to be able to reach in case we run into an emergency need.
I make motion to approve the interlocal agreement with Mills County to house an inmate.
Second.
There's a motion to approve the interlocal agreement from Commissioner Matthews, a second from Commissioner Weddle. Any further discussion on item number 8? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number 9 is to consider rescinding budget amendments number 5 and 6 for FY 2025. I'm going to ask Mr. Wood if he would expound upon that, please.
Yes, sir, Judge. We had some software issues that we put in quite a bit of expenditures into the capital improvement fund. The player identified that there, and these budget amendments not need to be made.
Make motion to approve the rescinding budget amendment number 5 and 6 for FY 2025.
Thank you. There's a motion from Commissioner Matthews to rescind the budget amendments from numbers 5 and 6 from FY 2025, and a second from Commissioner Basham. Any further discussion on item number 9?
Obviously, just a clarification. I'm sure that the public knows that there was a lot of talk about that we were grossly underfunded, and it was just an unfortunate glitch in our system, because actually we were funded pretty well under the new construction capital fund.
I don't necessarily agree with that statement, but what we have is a budget amendment to consider. Any further discussion on item number 9? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number 10 is to consider budget amendment number 7 for FY 2025.
All right, Judge, that when we're certifying the unrecognized revenue that we received on tax note series 2025, and then building in the expenses with that, receiving of those funds to do some renovation projects that were included in that tax note series. And also it reinstates the transfer that we had originally budgeted from the capital improvement fund to the general fund.
I'd make a motion to approve budget amendment number 7 for FY 2025.
Second.
Got a motion from Commissioner Matthews and a second from Commissioner Weddle to approve budget amendment number 7. Any further discussion on item number 10? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number 11 is to consider proposals from RFP number 25-03, fully insured level funded medical benefits. This is an RFP that was submitted based on an action of the court for health insurance moving forward with FY26.
A lot of information to digest. I don't know about you guys, but with all the rain events and everything and ambulance and stuff, I haven't had time to really dig through there. I would also like to see that maybe, well, I would like to see that we schedule a workshop to have all three of these individual companies come in and make a presentation to us, because I try to go through all their things, and I'd like to ask them some questions. And then, so you know, maybe have the presentations, and then very quickly after that, I think we could make a better sound decision.
It is a lot of information.
Yeah, I talked to Ms. McFarland, and she's more than willing, basically, to come back this morning. If we say yes, get those set up on this date, you know, she will call those representatives and get them lined up, you know, to come in and give us basically an overview of their packets. And it might help. I know it'll help me a lot. And then also, I've asked her, and she's working on it, is a spreadsheet that would kind of show the basics and all the differences, you know, the copays, out of pockets and stuff. So you're not having to bounce back and forth so much. It would be hopefully on one kind of a cheat sheet of all the major highlights.
I am tired of reviewing consanguinity and affinity. Commissioner Whittle, although I appreciate your comments, I believe your wife works for the department under which this RFP was developed and issued. That being given, I'll reach out to the state.
All right, what do you guys think? We need to call them in and have a presentation.
I'm fine with that.
Who's qualified within this room to assess and grade and evaluate those presentations that were given? I know I'm not. So they come in and they present it to us. What's the assessment?
Well, I would ask for calmness and clear heads for a moment, but we are elected by the people to make the best decisions for the people.
And sometimes we're not qualified to make the decisions.
I agree you're not.
You're not either.
I'm talking about you. You don't know what I'm qualified to do, sir.
No, then please express your qualifications.
I didn't say anything to you or
under health care.
So if you will show a little respect, bite your tongue for a moment, and let someone else speak. If you want to speak after that and rattle on about whatever you said before, I'm fine with that.
Very well.
But I didn't invite you.
You have the floor, Commissioner.
Thank you so very much, sir.
Well, you're quite welcome. Stop. Yes, God is good.
I agree with that. I wish he was in your heart.
Well, it's not in yours.
Yeah, he is.
I can assure you he's not.
My whole point behind it is we've got to be calm. We've got to be respectful. And we have to look at it. Now, I agree. It is a lot of information. I studied it for hours, be it unqualified or not qualified. But the people of Precinct 1 said I was. So they elected me to look at this type of stuff. Hello, Bob. So we have to do something, correct? We can't get to the end and go, well, shoot, let's do whatever. We can't kick the can down the road. We have to come up with a plan. And we have to make a decision. So, we either work together and try to come up with a plan to look at the insurance needs for the employees of the county that will fit within the restraint, the size, whatever you want to call it, of our budget. That's something we have to do. It's too late in the game, in my opinion, to go out and, you know, we have to look at this stuff long, hard, and in advance to try to find some kind of expert that we can depend on to look at this stuff and radically go through this. So we're at that point. We have to look at it. We have to work through it. Very simple. I'm fine with calling them in. I've scored everything best to my ability. But part of life. We get paid to make these decisions.
Are you through with your comments, Commissioner?
I have stopped speaking, sir. So, yeah, I'm done for now.
Very good. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
maybe there are differences in how we perceive these elected positions, because I am not omnipotent. I will never claim to be omnipotent. And I believe one of the fallacies and flaws within local governments is when we attempt to resolve and solve every solution, every problem, every issue, without seeking outside guidance to those that are subject matter experts. It appears this two commissioners have expressed an interest in seeking additional input under item number 11, whether that be in the form of a workshop to ask these three respondents to come and present information to us. I welcome your comments.
Or we're all going to reach out and see if they will and talk to them.
Well, they will. They want our business. But we just really have to pick a date, I think, and contact them and set it up.
Best thing to do, maybe let Ms. McFarland get with them and see what day they can all be at the same time or same day.
I may not be an expert on insurance, but I'm an expert on sales. If you have an opportunity to get an order, they will make it. You know, we tell them what time we want them here, they will be here. I mean, they want our business. So, I mean, I don't think we have to. I think if we set it out, you know, even a week, that's usually plenty of time for them to. They've already done all the work. Now they just have to come in here and kind of
explain the work.
Yeah, glean through it and tell us what their true, you know, these proposals are one-dimensional, right? And what you get when you talk to people, you get a two-dimensional or even a three to, you know, 3D look at something. We can truly, you know, ask them questions about other counties. Because when we go to judge these RFPs and it says customer satisfaction from other, you know, counties, so I'd rather ask them exactly who, what, where, when, give us some, you know, specifics. And then you look at, just like law enforcement, you look at them and you say, are they telling the truth or are they blowing smoke? And then you make a decision sometimes based on that too. So Tuesday the 15th. Or do we want to do it in conjunction with the workshop draft budget? We're pretty wide open that whole week, which would give Ms. McFarland a week to get them together.
I'm fine with 15.
I'm fine with.
Can we set a workshop July 15th, starting at 9 a.m.? What do you guys think? Give them an hour,
please.
Yeah.
There's a scheduled workshop with FEMA at 10 a.m. on July 15th.
Okay. Even though I know afternoons are not preferred, that afternoon?
Sounds good to me.
1 o'clock?
Sounds good.
Commissioner Matthews, are you good?
I'm good. At any time I get paid to work for the Citizens Precinct 1, I'm here for.
So do you think your FEMA would be done by 1 o'clock?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. That would be, I'd love to see that. I think then that way on the next meeting, what was it, the 23rd, from the 2nd, you know, we could put it back on the agenda for consideration.
Is that a motion under item number 11 to conduct a workshop on July 15th at 1 p.m. To invite all respondents for RFP 2503 to present their proposals to the Commissioner's Court?
That would be great. I'll also move that, Judge. Thank you for recapping it.
We have a motion from Commissioner Weddle, a second from Commissioner Taylor. Is there any further discussion under item number 11? Seeing and hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number 12 on the agenda is to pay bills. We've had bills presented in the amount of $945,732.81. There is a motion to pay bills by Commissioner Matthews and a second by Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion under item number 12? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number 13 is reports, Commissioner's reports. Commissioner Matthews.
I do want to pray for all the folks in any of the flooding. Obviously, there's been flooding throughout Kerrville, lost a lot of lives to the Burnett, since Abba, I think Carolinas, just got a lot of flooding going on right now. But prayers for those folks that were lost, the families. Something I heard this morning on WDAP's really touched me, though. Is a lady that started a nonprofit to aid first responders. Because, you know, it's tough with first responders if you go and say you got a mental health crisis because you pulled the baby out of river or something, you know, they want to take some keys and so on and put you on some kind of standby. But she started a, and it sounded great. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I will say it touched my heart this morning because I breathe life into some of those babies, and it's tough. It'll hurt your heart. So just prayers to them. I did work little agreement with the city of Gates for their little prayer thing, if you believe in praying. That's going to be Wednesday at 6 p.m. on Courthouse Lawn. If you want to attend, fine. If you don't want to attend, that's fine. But if you can't be there at 6 p.m., there's a lot of people. A lot of stuff went on yesterday, flooding down there in Copper's Cove mainly. There was some good response from all that. Did have an interview with Blackland over some of this cowhouse, Leon stuff, but it also had to do with water that we're lacking in the county, so that's part of that study as well. Visited with that gentleman from Texas A&M, I forget his name now, but went over a lot of information, and they're working on some of such. I guess that's it. That's all.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Whittle.
It certainly is a topic, I think, that weighs on everybody's, you know, heart. And I just, you know, we got to count our blessings, you know, that what we got certainly at times a nuisance. And I'd like to just publicly, you know, commend certainly the sheriff's office for responding. You know, sometimes when we're maybe tucked away in our safe little house, you know, they're out there in the rain, and then Road and Bridge also. You guys do a yeoman's job. When I could finally get out from my creek, you know, I noticed that the cones were already up and you guys were hard at work sometimes when we're not. So we absolutely appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Basham.
My heart goes out to those families that have been affected from these flooding events. It's been awful. To those families. And then I also want to say thank you to our first responders and what y'all do in Road and Bridge. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Commissioner Taylor?
Pretty much the same. I mean, it's a bad day when you have to pull a kid out of somewhere that didn't make it. Done it myself a time or two in accidents, and it's something you have to live with. So, you know, my prayers go to the first responders, all the victims. My condolences to the sheriff's department, Road and Bridge.
And our fire departments. I forgot you guys. Thank you. I mean, I know you're out there right in the middle of it with them. So.
Yes, that's about all I have.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. That concludes the business of the court this morning. I would remind the commissioners that they need to stop by and see Ms. Newton to sign some documents. We stand adjourned. Thank you. Don't walk by. Don't walk by.
Not many people have a portal, but